Colonel Tim Lawson commands a unit of 15 Wisconsin National Guard soldiers who were training Afghan police in the western city of Herat to protect the polls during last week's historic elections. He says he was biting his nails up until the day before the election, worried about whether local police would be able to fend off expected attacks on the polls by Taliban forces. He says some polling booths in the Herat area were burned down, and up to the day before the election, polling stations were moved.
Some were deemed too dangerous. They couldn't get security there. You know, they had to move it to other locations with the potential, you know, some voters not being able to actually get to those locations. But for the most part, most voters had the opportunity to get out and actually vote. And you certainly wouldn't see that in the United States.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold says he's pushing for a deadline on withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan now that elections have taken place.
We need to start thinking about talking about a flexible timetable so people of Afghanistan, the people of the United States, and the people of the world know when we are planning to leave Afghanistan. Otherwise, it looks like a permanent occupation, and that is not good.
Wisconsin National Guard troops in Afghanistan now are scheduled to return in March of next year. Colonel Lawson says he's hoping the final results of the election will not force a runoff between the two top vote-getters. That would mean another few months of preparing the local police to protect the polls for the final election. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.